Today, I share with you some words from the gospel reading. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." And when they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. Today, the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, is also Vestry Sunday here in the parish. And we gather during our centennial year to give thanks to God for each other and for the St. George and Young community in this part of God's church. We will provide reports about parish ministries and finances in keeping with the constitution and canons of the diocese. And we will present ideas for ministry in the parish and in the community as we support each other in Christian service. The scripture readings for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany challenge us to re-examine our call to a Christian vocation. We are encouraged to follow the example of a former persecutor of the church. Three fishermen who could not catch anything. And if you know anything about the lives of fishermen, you know that sometimes it's feast, sometimes it's famine. My great uncle was a fisherman, and there were many days when nothing happened. But then there were other days when we saw the generosity of God, the provision of God. But in addition to following the example of a former persecutor of the church and these fishermen, we're also following the example of all the faithful who have worshipped and served here in this parish over the past 100 years. Last year, despite the restrictions of the continuing pandemic, St. George and Young kept on adjusting and improving on the new ways of engaging in worship, of engaging in the sacraments of the church, of engaging in faith formation, pastoral support, Christian fellowship, and community outreach. For me, the most evident was the improvement in using available virtual platforms and the innovation in online Sunday worship, Bible study, evening prayer, and of course, hospitality. Nevertheless, with all the opportunities and uncertainties of the past year, we continue to work towards the goal of being a healthy, missional Anglican community. We know that as a provincial and diocesan guidelines permitted, the parish offered a combination of in-person and live-streamed worship for the weekly Sunday service, while evening prayer was offered online. We also noticed that online Bible studies generated some interest and attracted a core group of parishioners. So due to the continuing uncertainties at this time, we are exploring more online options for spiritual development. As you are aware, sacramental and pastoral services are ongoing ministries of the church, offered faithfully by clergy and trained lay leaders. And due to the ongoing safety concerns, however, pastoral services were provided remotely in most cases, as the parish remained faithful in serving people in their most vulnerable conditions and in times of greatest need. We are delighted, however, to welcome and to host our diocesan bishop, Andrew Aspel, who joined us virtually and preached on Sunday, February the 28th. and along with his wife Mary, who incidentally is a former parishioner of St. George, the old St. George's, also participated in our virtual coffee hour. Bishop Kevin Robertson, who makes his annual visit around St. George's Day, also visited and preached on April 25th. Across the parish, St. George and Young continue to engage the local community and connect with our neighbors to the best of our ability. At monthly worship at Del Manor, Lansing and Canterbury Place retirement residences remain suspended. I want to thank those who have worked diligently to maintain our ecumenical partnerships, primarily through our collaboration with the Willowdale Church Coalition, as we continue to look for bridges to the community and opportunities to share God's love with others. My friends, those particularly who are affiliated with the parish, I draw your attention to all the excellent reports in this year's vestry package. And we say, thanks be to God. But as we look ahead, the implications of COVID-19 are still unknown. However, some ideas were presented in my written report to Vestry. And in summary, I'm urging us to celebrate as best we can the 100th anniversary of the parish. Despite our detailed planning, the decision was made to do only what is safe at this time. So please watch for details as we are in a constantly changing environment. Let us also attend to the rebuilding of our congregation as we move forward and as we emphasize stewardship and enhance our capacity for hybrid, both in person and online worship and other ministries. And let us continue to explore viable options for maintaining and retaining the interest and involvement of people of all ages as we consider the specific needs of children, youth, and seniors. I'm addressing this primarily to the people of St. George and Young, for you know that the ministries of this parish could not happen without the commitment of the staff and volunteers. And I'm especially grateful to the Reverend Sister Constance Joanna Geffert, we know her as Sister Connie, and the Reverend Carol Friesen for their assistance in the spiritual leadership of the parish. And to all the dedicated volunteers and the dedicated wardens who are always available and have had to make some very difficult decisions given our financial situation and the current climate of uncertainty. But my friends, there's much more to do. So I am inviting all of us to continue our efforts, to remain faithful, and to offer our unique gifts to serve God and each other. The scripture readings for today remind us that we don't have to be perfect to serve God. From the Old Testament reading, we heard that Isaiah recalled being forgiven before he answered God's call. And eventually he responded, "Here am I, send me." St. Paul thanked God that he too, despite his sins, was called by God to be an apostle. Listen to what he wrote to the church in Corinth. "For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church." And from the gospel reading, we heard that Simon Peter and the other disciples despite their initial doubts and inadequacies, responded to God's call and followed Jesus. We too are all unworthy servants called by God to a life of Christian service. So as we give thanks for a century of faithful service on this site, let us continue to pray for the time when we can fully reopen the church for congregational worship, when we can fully share Christian fellowship, and when we can safely visit those in need of support. I share with you a short excerpt from a pastoral letter from the College of Bishops on January the 27th, 2022. And this is what the College of Bishops said to us. And I quote, "We are all tired of the revolving door of opening and closing restrictions. As a church, we want to slowly build back up to a place of full strength, and to that end, we are making our decisions cautiously and prudently." End of quote. I want to thank you for our shared ministry here at St. George and Young and in the wider community. As I renew my personal commitment made at my ordination, actually in this sanctuary, my ordination to the priesthood, actually exactly 6 years ago today, to serve alongside you. But as we think about the last year at St. George and Young and continue to discern what lies ahead after a global pandemic, we would probably conclude that we have not done it all well, but we have not done it all wrong. However, we are all being called to do better and to align our work to that of the kingdom of God. And so, my siblings, my sisters and brothers in Christ, may God grant us the wisdom, the strength, and the courage to continue. And to this we say, thanks be to God. Amen.